Road, your host, Dave Wood. This is the radio show that puts country music front and center.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
In addition to their self-penned songs, the Coyotes play an eclectic mix of classic and contemporary music, and always in their own unique way. The band is made up of members Peter Paolucci, Burke Cullen, Mark Levine, and Eric Matilla. You'll hear influences of folk, blues, country, and rockabilly. Their cover repertoire includes the Beach Boys, the Beatles, and the Eagles, to name just a few. The Coyotes' current album is called Out of the Woods. I'm not sure if my name had anything to do with the title or not, but we'll find out. Tune in and let's give a chat with this great Ontario group. I'm going to welcome three members from the group, Mark Levine, Burke Cullen, and Eric Matilla. Hey, guys.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Great to have you all here.
Sorry, Peter has a bad case of laryngitis. We did an outside gig yesterday.
Right.
It was about just a little bit below freezing, and it really hurt his voice. So he taught all day, so he's done. So he sends his regrets.
Perfect. Well, he'll be the silent member here. We'll bring his name up every now and then, but we know he's written some songs on the CD, of course, performing and singing. Let's start with, first of all, the band is from Ontario. What area do you guys get together in, and what area are you from?
We're in Aurora, which is about an hour north of Toronto. And actually, Eric Burke and I live within a block of each other.
Oh, that makes jam sessions pretty easy to get to.
Sometimes.
That's great. Now, maybe I'll ask you, Mark, we'll start with you. Just how did the Coyotes come together? I understand it was shortly after a Christmas party, I think around 2007, but you can tell the story.
Well, about 5 years ago, actually, I've been trying for about a year to get each of them into one place at one time, and that's when it finally clicked, and we had a pretty well, not a perfect, but a very nice four-part harmony right out of the gate. So it was very exciting, and for me, a long-time dream. Peter was a professional at one point, so I think for about 5 years he did it full-time. But for the rest of us, this was a new sort of, not midlife crisis, but something on my bucket list. I don't know about you guys.
What about you, Burke? Was this something you'd always wanted to do?
Well, it actually is. I remember saying to my wife, when we were kind of in our 40s, that the one kind of wish that I have that I haven't really fulfilled is being in a band. I had a couple of little stints in high school, but there was nothing that sort of sustained itself through my 20s and 30s, and then all of a sudden this kind of landed in my lap, so it's kind of serendipitous.
Yeah. Now, Eric, I'll let you answer this. The name The Coyotes, where did the name come from? You know, we always hear these different bands' names and sort of wonder what the story was behind it.
Well, actually, Peter and I were talking about finding a band name, and when we were bouncing this back and forth, because he very much was the catalyst. I would have to give him that credit for sure. And it turned out that, first of all, we have coyotes, a lot of them to the west of us, and actually there's been problems with them coming into town and dining on little dogs and cats. And Peter discovered that thecoyotes.ca was open, so we snagged it, so it was more in many ways web-driven that made sense for our part of the world.
And just to make it clear, the band members have not been dining on the neighbor's dogs and cats.
We've got to distinguish between the two different groups of coyotes.
We must distinguish.
Now, how about, Mark, I'll let you answer this one. The title of the album is called Out of the Woods. Now, on the cover, I can see that you guys are in the woods with your guitars, and in fact, the cover shot is just the guitars leaning up around a tree. Out of the Woods, does that have significance?
Well, I'm going to let our dear friend Eric tell this one, because he chose the location. I think a bunch of us decided on the format of it, but actually Eric was our photographer on this. So Eric, take it away, buddy.
The concept for the name actually came from Peter, and thinking in terms of us finally coming out into the whole world with our new CD, that we'd finally arrived there because we'd been talking about recording for a long time. So that's actually where the concept came from. And you know, we're into acoustic instruments and lots of wood in our instruments, and we like that type of thing. And but it was really a blossoming of us coming out. And so we were trying to represent that on the cover, and found this spot. Peter and I took a walk back in the woods behind my house, actually, is where the pictures were taken, and in a local park in Aurora, and we found the stump. It was the primary tree trunk. It was the place. It was just crying out to coyotes, saying, "Take pictures here." So we went down there with our instruments,
yep,
and we warmed up, playing a little bit, kind of got in the mood, put the instruments down, and took those pictures.
That is great. Yeah, it looks, it's got a great outdoors feel on it, and it sets a certain mood. Now, Burke, tell us about the recording experience, where you recorded the CD, and what it was like actually going into the studio and getting these things down on record.
Well, Dave, it was a new experience for me. I kind of feel as though I'm the novice of the four members here. So the whole recording experience was very novel and very exciting. Braden Garrett, a young producer, has a whole bunch of equipment that I won't start naming now, but we would gather some evenings. We'd do different instruments. We would do different tracks. We'd, get a bed track down and then start laying other tracks over it. So, as I say, it was all quite new for me. But Eric and Peter, who's not here, are more versed in this. And I should really pass it over to Eric to follow up.
Well, it was... it was a new experience for me. I've done a little bit of home recording myself, a little bit of multi-track recording of my own, but nothing on this scale. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful creative outlet. A lot of the arrangements happened. We had the basic arrangements from our live shows, but there's a lot more you can do within the studio, and we can do more parts. We can overlay them, and we can each play multiple parts if it's appropriate for the music. So it became a very creative process, and the songs took shape. The arrangements of the songs took shape as we were recording in that recording process, and it was wonderful.
Right, and Mark, as far as selecting the songs that you've got on here, looks like there's 7 or 8. Was that a tough choice to narrow it down to that many? Did you have a bunch others in consideration, or did you just have this many?
Well, it's a very democratic process in this band, and those are the ones that I had offered up, my ones, and they accepted. And two, Peter Rain, Peter took another 90 degrees when I first played it for him, and he took it in an amazing direction. So we co-wrote that one, and then he helped lyrically a lot with Heart of the Matter, and then he had One Good Guitar, and there's a history to that, and Redemption and Relentless, which Eric did a beautiful vocal on, and still performs that live, actually. So very much a team effort. I have a bunch more from my youth. Moondrops is, I wrote that when I was 18, I think, and then Peter has a whole whack, and Eric and Burke are busy working on stuff. So these are the ones that we laid down, but this is our first, and hopefully the first of many.
We also made the decision up front on this that we would that although we perform a lot of other people's music in our gigs, we decided to do, or at least on our first CD, do all originals. We wanted it to be all us, even though we do some of our own, very unique arrangements of other people's songs that they become very much Coyote songs. But this one we wanted to do right from scratch, have them all written by the band. And so they were, all the songs on this were written by actually Peter and Mark.
Great. Well, let's get into talking about some of those arrangements after we play a song, and we're going to talk about some more stuff, including influences and performing live for you guys. But the song will start off with Peter Paolucci wrote it, who is the member who's not with us for this show because of the laryngitis. But the song is One Good Guitar, and I was reading online that he wrote this back in 1986, and it seemed like there was quite a story behind the inspiration of this song.
Which guy wants to do that?
Well,
I can.
Who wants to jump in?
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, the nylon string outro was by Peter, and Braden added some stuff to it as well. Acoustic solo by Eric. So that's some of the technology behind it, or the performance behind it. He did write that in 86, a period of his life when he was between wives, we'll put it that way. and sort of he jokes that it's his in-between years. And
right.
He was sitting at his kitchen table, sipping on some coffee, playing his Larrivée, the same one he used on the recording, when he started thinking about some stories, after a woman's body, basically. And we all guitar players feel that way. And so basically that some women are better than others, and then he
felt
that his guitar wouldn't hurt him. So he was actually quite happy to be alone with his guitar rather than another bad relationship. And then he did realize somewhere along the way that there are a few special women out there who are better than all the guitars in the world. And
we're
going
to say the one that he's married to.
Yes, Sari, who's a fabulous singer, a real pro.
You got that in there.
Yeah, exactly. Got to end it on the note and give credit to the good woman in his life. Now, this song, when you play it live, I'm sure there must be some laughter or some smiles with the type of song it is.
Eric, do you want to talk about that?
Well, there's also another source of the inspiration for the laughter these days, because on the recording, Braden ends up doing it. We ended up doing a different arrangement on the recording than we'd previously done on the live. And there's a horn section as a response at one point in the chorus, and we didn't quite know how to do that live because Braden did it on a synthesizer, and it was a great idea. It fits. It adds a lot to the song. It's great. Then we were trying to figure out how to do that, and somewhere it struck us: let's pull out a kazoo. So we do this horn section response with a kazoo. I take my hands off the guitar, very quickly grab my kazoo, and play this cheesy '60s horn section with a kazoo, and it seems to work.
That's
Except
awesome. Well, it sure does.
He doesn't have a kazoo pocket, so he's always. I've knocked it over off the lyric stand a few times.
Let's share the song now and let our listeners hear what all this fun is about. This is the Coyotes. These are the Coyotes. They're based out of Aurora, Ontario. And the song is One Good Guitar here on In the Country.
I was alone, sitting by my window, watching my fingers make love to my guitar. I was watching my fingers tickle for all over with a magic touch, so delicate and cool. When I said to myself, this is a really good feeling, and I like what this guitar makes me feel inside my soul. But I'd rather have one good guitar than 100 average women. And I'd rather have one good woman like you than 1,000 good guitars. Yes, I'd rather have one good guitar than 100 average women. but I am not alone. No, neither am I lonely. I am not afraid to tell you how I feel. You are more precious to me than this piece of wood I'm holding, even though it got a soul with the beauty of its own. But I'd rather have one good guitar than 100 average women. And I'd rather have one good woman like you than 1,000 good guitars. Yes, I'd rather have one good guitar than 100 average women. And I'd rather have one good woman like you than 1,000 good guitars.
And those are the Coyotes with One Good Guitar here on In the Country. It is found on their new album called Out of the Woods. And it is a great song and a lot of fun, as I said, to perform that, I'm sure, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and you asked earlier, what makes you laugh?
Right.
That song, there's that one line, this piece of wood I'm holding, I giggle every time. He's recently changed that to this larrivee I'm holding.
it's amazing what some lines can end up meaning, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's great. Now, on the songwriting side of things, Mark, you're pretty prolific at songwriting. Did it come reasonably easy to you and at an early age? Or was something you worked at?
You know, it's funny you ask that question because I bought my first guitar at 16 when I worked at a kid's camp. You know, five and dime, literally, and it was a three-quarter size Yamaha, which I hawked when I moved to Edmonton, so I wish I hadn't done that, but anyway. And in those early years, there was a lot of songs that are kind of lost. I still have the lyrics and the chords, but I forgot the melodies. And at
right.
one point, I know I sent a friend a tape, but anyway. So there's a lot of the early ones are gone, and then some just, you know, they come sometimes every year or so, sometimes a lot faster. It's hard. I think they come out of the guitars, frankly.
So in the case of coming out of the guitar, you're starting with the chords or a melody before lyrics in some cases?
Always, you know, either it's chords and that leads to a melody and then the lyrics pop in and certain parts, usually one or two lines, and then I build the lyrics around that.
Right.
Or more often lately, thanks to learning so much from Burke and Eric and Peter, the melody first and then find the chords and then, again, usually one or two lines of a lyric pops in somewhere and then
yep.
the song is built around that.
That's great. I'm speaking with the Coyotes. They are made up of Mark Levine, Burke Cullen, Eric Matilla. They're the three on the show with me, and the missing member due to some laryngitis is Peter Paolucci, and their new CD is Out of the Woods. You can check them out at thecoyotes.ca. Now, let's talk about, as you were mentioning before the break, the songs that you do, the cover songs, but you put a Coyote spin on them. Maybe, Eric, can you tell us about some of those songs we'd know that you guys put your own style to?
Well, we do our own version of a couple of Pink Floyd songs,
right.
which, yeah, exactly. which we play with acoustic guitars, and we do Breathe and Time from what was that, Dark Side of the Moon album. But it's our spin on it. It's definitely us. And because that one we do with all acoustic instruments. Well, what other ones? I'm thinking of the ones that I did.
Well, I do Light My Fire, which is kind of a combination between Jose Feliciano and the Doors. So, yeah.
And mostly Burke. And a Burke influence, mostly.
That
well, I would
cool.
say that with a number of songs, it's almost unavoidable when you get four coyotes, you know, attacking a song or you know, just wanting to put their own particular signature on it, that you're going to end up with something unique sonically.
Right. And what are those live shows like, Burke, when you're doing, whether it's the cover songs or your own, is it like to describe them for us, do you do a lot of talking in between songs, telling stories and maybe trying to get some laughter happening, that kind of thing?
I think we should be doing more of that, actually, but generally we're moving right along, because I really think we want to cover as much ground as we can. And so we tend to kind of limit the chatter and just really, really go at it and have a good time and make sure that everybody's enjoying it.
It varies with the audience as well.
Yeah, I guess depending on the audience, some might want more talk, or you might get that feeling. Others probably better just to play the songs and keep things moving along.
That's generally what we find.
When we played yesterday at this outdoor thing,
Arctic Adventure,
it was cold enough that our fingers were frozen by the third song, and it was really hard. But we got through it, and nothing blew up, and people stayed to the end. But that was almost 2 hours being outside playing like that. It was a different twist on it all.
And do you find you get a mixture of ages, a range of ages? How would you describe sort of the makeup of the crowds at a coyote show?
It depends on the venue. I mean, yesterday, being a town event, there was all ages there. There were elderly people there. Weren't there too long because it was cold, but there were people all ages, and there were little kids up dancing in front of us, up in the right in front of the stage, and their parents were out there, and there was everybody. And the neat thing was, I could look out, and I could see all of these age groups at various times, mouthing the words, tapping their feet, or bopping around in the crowd. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
But in a bar gig, then you're going to get. Again, it'll vary, but you're not going to get the little kids, but we'll get people in their 20s and people in their, you know, older people as well, much older people. It's always quite a variety.
I love when parents come with their 20-somethings. That's really cool.
Nice, the two different generations. And I guess you can just adapt your shows you know ahead of time what kind of audience it's going to be, so you can steer it towards what you think their likes would be.
That is very true. We for example, will really change it up when we're doing a bar gig, or when we know there's going to be dancing. We did a wedding recently, and so we had to make sure that the songs were pretty much percussive and danceable. And then there are other gigs, more intimate gigs, when you know, we really have to watch the percussion, because it can overpower everything, so we'll have to really tone that down.
Right. Now, there's a song on the album that Peter wrote called Redemption, and I was reading, it's a great song, and I was reading up on the story behind it, and it's fascinating for those who write songs and those who don't to know that he wrote it during rush hour on the 400 highway, and then I guess he got off.
Doesn't
and
that
maybe
make you safe, feel safe?
Yeah, exactly. Forget about texting and driving. We've got songwriting and driving going on. But I think he pulled off to either his exit or some exit to actually record it, I think on his cell phone or his answering machine.
that is true. I know that from Peter, and I had to laugh when I heard that story too, because most of us, I think, in the band now have picked up these handheld recording devices to sort of make sure that if we are in a remote location somewhere and we manage to get the muse descending on us with a song, we're able to capture it.
Right.
And with an iPhone, it's so easy. My latest song, Kipling's How, which is not on this one, but it's laid down now with Braden's help. And I recorded that onto my iPhone, sent it as an MP3 to Peter, and got his feedback on it. And that was the beginning of it. It's modern technology is so helpful, because we all know we have, you know, we get a melody in the shower, or somewhere, and if you don't lay it down right away, it could be gone forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to capture that moment before it's gone. One of the songs, in fact, we're going to play it in just a moment, that you wrote, Mark, is called Heart of the Matter. And I'll let you tell us about the song. One of the interesting stories I was reading about it, I'm sure this was quite amusing for you guys. Two of you, Eric and Braden, in fact, the producer, played the accordion, but it took two of them to do it.
I'm going to let Eric tell that story.
Yeah. You can tell that story.
We were playing, yeah, one of our rehearsals, and I just struck me that, you know what, I hear an accordion in there. It's in there somewhere. And so we decided during the recording of it that we would try it. And it was actually a very special moment for me because I was able to get my mom used to play the accordion. And, you know, it was a central part of my growing up was her accordion playing at any family and at any family get together, you know, playing old Swedish and Finnish songs and things. But anyway, none of us played the accordion, but Braden did play keyboards. And so we ended up with me holding the accordion and laying down and operating the bellows on it while Braden played the keyboard part of it, and I kind of adjusted the rhythm in that based on it. So I like to say that it took two of us to play half an accordion.
That is awesome. It's great to have those stories behind the song, and adds a little more to the entertainment.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great and meaningful in that case because what it represented to you, Eric, with your mom. Now, Mark, tell us about the writing of the song and what message or what meaning is in this song that we should listen for.
First of all, this is one that came out of a guitar. I was at our favorite guitar store in Newmarket, and they had these Gibsons made in St. John's, Newfoundland for a really good price. I picked it up, started strumming it, and literally the chord pattern came right out of it. And so I ended up buying the guitar and taking it home and continuing on it. So that's where that one was born. Lyrically, I don't know what the lyrics that popped out were when I was hitchhiking as a teenager back in the 70s from my camp where I worked, I mentioned it earlier, going up to a friend's cottage about 2 hours north. And so that became the visual context for me in my head of that experience, and that's where it came from.
Awesome. Well, let's share the song now. These are the Coyotes. It's from their current album that's out now. The album is called Out of the Woods. The song is Heart of the Matter here on In the Country.
I walk along the shoulder, ignoring the prairie blue sky. Guitar over my shoulder, wishing I was high. Does it really matter? Heart of the matter, all I care about is song.
A great song from the Coyotes here on In the Country, and that, of course, is called Heart of the Matter. It's from their album that's out now called Out of the Woods. You can learn more about them at thecoyotes.ca. And I wanted to ask you guys, as far as a hero you'd like to meet from the music world, somebody you've looked up to, maybe just to have a chance to talk to them about music or even have the chance to jam with them a bit. And we'll go in order alphabetically by first name, Burke, Eric, and then Mark. Just musical heroes you'd like to meet someday.
Well, that's a tough one, Dave. There's certainly a lot of musical influences. I'd have to say Paul McCartney. He's still alive. He's still around. I would really enjoy jamming with him for an hour.
And he's got a brand new album out. I mean, talk about still going strong at his age.
It's true, and I think what I really admire about him is that he's got, you know, it's been a combination of great melodies, the greatest melodies really that we have so far, really, in the singer songwriter category, and great lyrics. He's got it all there. So I'm not going to be selfish. I'm just going to pick one for now, and
okay.
I'll pass it on to my confreres.
Great answer. Over to you, Eric.
Well, I would also go along with Paul McCartney, but another one that comes to mind, and agreeing with Burke, there's so many out there that come to mind, but Joni Mitchell would be one. Especially her early songwriting. I loved her songwriting. She had a very, very unique guitar style as well. And And so that's someone that I'd like to.
I'd come with you too, Eric.
Well, hi, Joni. Here we are.
Great answers, Paul McCartney, Joni Mitchell, a great range of talent there. Let's spend a few moments as we're getting set to wrap up here. I'm with the Coyotes. Four of members make up the group. Peter Paolucci isn't with us on the show this evening due to some laryngitis, but we've got Mark Levine, Bert Cullen, and Eric Matilla. Let's talk about Braden Garrett, the producer. I mean, he produced it along with Eric and Peter, but what did Braden bring to the project when you were recording?
Well, in my opinion, he's the next Daniel Lanois. He's brilliant, brilliant young man, both as a musician and as a producer. But Eric and Peter co-produced the album with him, so maybe Eric should jump in.
Yeah, Eric, talk about your thoughts of working with him in the process of producing the album.
He is wonderful to work with. I say this because he's you know, definitely a younger generation. He's way younger than us. He's just a young guy, and he's incredibly mature in his ability to work with our diverse personalities, which is something actually a lot of producers. You may be able to do the technical stuff, and he can do the technical stuff. But musically, he's extremely powerful, but he can also work with the personalities, which makes it very, very good. It makes it very, the sessions are very, very productive. He can listen to a very complex mix, and he can pick out one note and say, you know, Eric, you should fix that. But he can do it in a way that just works. And it's that and combined with the fact that he can play guitar, bass, keyboards, saxophone, and he's just a very, very talented person all around, and a pleasure to work with.
That's pretty amazing, and it's so important that a producer, as you said, not just the technical side, but when he's working with you to get the best out of a performance, you need to handle that a certain way, and he's got to inspire you to want to do better, and that's a quality that a producer has to have, in this case, Braden Garrett.
And he's grown it at a surprisingly young age. You expect that from an experienced older producer. And he's great things are going to happen with that young lad.
That's awesome. And isn't that great that you've got him producing the CD? Once again, it is called Out of the Woods. My guests are the Coyotes. And I just want to thank you guys, Mark, Burke, and Eric. And we'll say hello to Peter. I know he'll be listening to this. Thanks so much for being on the show. We had you back. It was back in June of 2009 you were first here. When I look back, we're looking at over 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thanks very much, Dave, for having us. It's always a great pleasure to join up with you, and we really appreciate you taking the time with us.
Dave, well, thanks so much for providing this kind of show to the world. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thanks
for the kind words. It's been great chatting with you guys. I enjoyed the CD. You sent me a copy of it, so I've enjoyed listening to that over the last little while. And wish you all the best as 2012 continues, and we'll do this again down the road.
Great.
Thanks, Dave.
Awesome. My pleasure. My guest once again, the group, the Coyotes, joining me on the line, Mark Levine, Bert Cullen, Eric Matilla, and missing from the show for tonight, Peter Paolucci. And be sure to head over to thecoyotes.ca. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend